Blog Talk Radio.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundred. And if he were here, he could assume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
My country. My country is me and my family.
Your country's also Huerta. And the governor, the landlords, Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho ho, the time has come to have a change, eh? Sit, shush! I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolution.
The people read the books. Only the people can't read the books. The poor people say we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead! That's your revolution.
So please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects, all subjects, beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this plane I know. We'll rebuild on the skull of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard and raise it up. Carry it forward until this city.
Breaking up, back to the phone lines and type in the number and get communications that way in the studio. So hopefully that's all right to everyone with the background noise tonight. But I like to organize the subjects all day. I've been on YouTube on several different sites talking with people to you know, a lot of people are very rude, and they come out tender, what you're really about. And the information is right at the tip of your fingers, okay? The internet is amazing because we're allowed to connect people. That's not what I can connect with someone 3,000 miles away with the click of an enter button. You can know exactly what I want to say. But we connect on these websites, and people live. It is up to you to have your say and talk about what you want to talk about and say what you want to say. I give everyone the open platform to talk about whatever they want, even if it's not directly in the subject that I introduce, have an introduction on. Okay? So, if anyone wants to call in, question after my introduction tonight, welcome to. The phone number is 657-386-600. You can listen to the show anonymously on the number. If you want to talk, and say you press 1, and I may want to say hello, you may want to disagree with me. You may want to argue with me. Voice. That is fine. Because everybody has, and it's important to every, however, we need to understand, because we does not mean it is a continent, but we give day every single day. Okay? We cannot change.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief? What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, we must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, English only, please, and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other...
Okay, I'm back. I hope you can hear me clearly. I hope somebody types in the chat box and tells me they can hear me clearly now. I know we got a few chatters in there, and hopefully someone could type in right now and let me know if they can hear me just fine. So please let me know. I'm sorry. I tried switching microphones tonight, tried putting on a new headset, but apparently it did not work very well. So I'll stick to the old and stay with the old. Change is never good. You saw that firsthand tonight. All right, sorry about that, guys, but, you know, at least I got to put a little more introduction out there. You know, I've invited a lot of people to call in tonight and chime in and just say, hey, you know what, I support the show. Or people, I've asked them to make a stand and say, hey, you know what, this is what I stand for. And I've been arguing with a lot of people on YouTube, on Google, and these other websites about the political issues of today, such as this woman that has been arrested in Kentucky for not issuing gay licenses. And I've gotten a lot of negative feedback for that. And I've asked a lot of these people to chime in and have their say, to come on here live onto this show and say, hey, this is why I believe what I believe. But not too many have taken that challenge, have they? Why will you not take that challenge? Why? I've asked and asked people, why? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that you may be, that I'm going to scrutinize you perhaps? Or that I will not respect your opinions or your views? That's not true. Everyone's opinion matters. If I disagree with you, I disagree with you, and that is my right to disagree with you. Simple as that. Okay? So we all need to understand this. You know, I tried to put together a pretty good-sized show tonight. I've asked a lot of people to chime in and call in. Whether or not they do, I do not know. Whether or not they're scared to, I do not know. I know we have several callers on the line. We have about 10 live callers on the line. We've got about 6 users in the chat box and an unlimited number on the smartphones and iPhones out there. I can't get an actual count. It just gives me a status bar. And there are quite a few that do log in through their smartphone because we know everybody keeps their cell phone stuck so far up their you-know-what every single day that they don't have time to answer your call because they're too busy messaging the guy down the street or the girl down the street or text messaging each other. And when an important call comes in, because that's why we actually needed cell phones, or that's why everyone originally purchased cell phones, if you remember correctly, 20 years ago when they first came out, that was a good thing. I could drive around with a phone in my car. I can call somebody in case there's an emergency. This is a good thing. Well, today, what have we done? We have screwed up the cell phone technology. We've got the internet. We can watch videos. We could play games. We can shop on our iPhones. Everything the cell phone was intended for as it originally started is not the way it is used today. There's a point to this. What did our country originally begin as? A republic. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. At least we were. You disagree with me, call in, 657-383-0616. You call in, press 1, you can have your say live on the air. Okay? We are a republic. We were founded as a republic, not a democracy. And those of you who believe otherwise, you are absolutely wrong. Like I said, I'll get back to the beginning. I've had a lot of discussions over the wires, over the internet, about this Kentucky woman that has been arrested for not supporting gay marriage or issuing this gay couple a license. And a lot of people have brought together a lot of interesting side points here. She took an oath to perform the job at hand. She took a job to uphold all laws. And the United States Supreme Court has stated that it is the law of the land for two men and two women to be married. Therefore, she must resign or be held in contempt, which she has been held in contempt, right? But where do we draw the line as believers? Where do we draw the line as people who have distinguished individual beliefs? Comes out with a law that says you have to take the mark of the beast. Or you have to put a microchip in your right hand or your forehead or in the back of your neck or wherever the hell they're going to put it. The government comes out with a law for this, that, this, what, not, whatever. Where do you draw the line as an individual? It's up to you. It's up to you, folks. Where do you draw the line as a human being? This woman has drawn the line at gay and lesbian marriage.
she has decided she will not issue a license for two men to be married because she believes it is wrong, according to her biblication and belief of the Holy Bible. Now, me as an individual myself, being host of this show, I've read the Bible and I understand it very clearly. I don't have it here with me in front of me, but I can get it. And it does state very clearly that with a man lay with a man and a woman lay with a woman, that is an abomination according to God. And according to God, it is punishable by death. Doesn't mean we can go out and kill. It's according to God. God will punish these people by death. That's what God says. That's what the book says, folks. Don't blame me. I'm just the mailman. I'm telling you what it means and what it says. That's all I'm trying to do. I can tell you word for word, verse for verse, if you'd like. Just email me and I'll send you the verse if you don't have a Bible. I've got one here at home, the King James Bible. That's what it says. That is an abomination for a man and a man to lie together as one, and for a woman and a woman to perform unnatural affections on one another. That's exactly what the Bible says. Now, those of you who are gay and homosexual, you say, well, I was born this way. So you're telling me that children don't know sin, and therefore I was born this way, so God made a mistake when he created me? Well, how do you know you were born that way? Let me tell you something. When an individual is born, he is born a man or a woman. Fact. Fact. You cannot deny it. You either have something down there somebody has, or they don't have. It's either or. Right? Right? Am I right or wrong? You are a man or a woman. And we all know that men have a natural affection for women. It is natural. We all know women have a natural affection for men. We all know male sheep breed with female sheep. We all know male dogs breed with female dogs. Do you see a male dog trying to breed with another male dog? Do you see a bull? I grew up on a farm. Do I see a bull trying to breed with another bull? No, because it is unnatural. That is nature. They're animals. They know how to act. Are they as smart as human beings? No, but they are acting according to the laws of nature. A bull will breed with a cow that is in heat, that is in time of need to become pregnant. That's why you put the bull in the pasture with the cows, and it picks out what cow is ready to be impregnated by the bull to create more bulls or cows. Am I right or wrong, folks? Is that not natural? Is that the natural law of the land and the way things appear and go? If I'm wrong, tell me. Have you ever seen a male dog have sex with another male dog? Have you? And actually reproduce? If you have, then hey, I apologize. I'm wrong. I'm wrong about everything. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Now, let's get to the human perspective. I've had people email me saying, what proof do you have that a man is born a man? Well, it's kind of common sense here. When my son was born, they labeled him as a boy because his anatomy was as of a boy. Common sense, he is going to grow up as a man, a boy to become a man. Same thing as if a girl was to grow up as a girl. And What do girls do? What do boys do? They are attracted to one another by their hormones and by their sexuality and by the way they are born, not by the way society brings them up. You see, the problem of it is today, as society is making our children believe they're not who they really are. You have bestiality. You have confusion going on. You have children being taught they're not men. We have to be kind to people. When we play sports, there's no winner. Everybody wins, right? It's not fair to the other people who lose. How sad when you go to the Little League team and that team, they lost. How sad. So why not everyone get a trophy tonight? Hey, we scored 10 runs, you scored 0, but you know what? You're a winner. We all win tonight. Let's all get a trophy. Bingo. One example. That's just one. We can go on with more. In public schools today, we have a big thing going on around now about unisex locker rooms. A boy doesn't feel comfortable going into a men's locker room because he may get his ass whooped. Or he's just a pansy. That's how I was brought up. You know, hey, stand your ground. Be a man. But today, well, that's not right. That's being a bully. You know? And that little boy should be allowed to go into the girls' locker room if he wants or have his separate locker room. Right? I mean, if a gay man stops at a gas station, does he have to choose between a men's room and a woman's room? That is totally wrong. Why should we force them to choose? They're in the middle. They don't know where they are. They're born this way. It's a chemical defect. Right? Right? That's what we're taught. Those of you who disagree with me, you're more than welcome to call in. Hey, voice your opinion. I'm giving you the floor. Make us understand why a gay should be a gay and a lesbian should be a gay, why we should respect their individual rights in our society and promote it and make us understand as heterosexuals and whatever have you, understand why they should be allowed to do as they wish and share the same beliefs we share as human beings in the planet Earth as we've been living day to day since we've ever known, since we were born, and recognizing a man between a woman and marriage is between a man and a woman, but we should change that today because now we have a homosexual community and we need to recognize their beliefs also. Explain to me why we should today in the year 2015. If you disagree with me, if you agree, that's fine, but I want to hear it from the people who disagree. Why should we agree with this homosexual community today? Why should we allow them to practice their beliefs, and we need to respect their beliefs, and we should pay for their beliefs, and they are a different type of breed of people, and they were born that way, and that's what they believe, and we need to respect that. Tell me. 203-679. Go ahead. I'm going to put you on live. Hello. Hey, how you doing? You're live. Hello? Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on.
It's John.
Hey, John, how are you tonight in Wallingford, Connecticut? How are you?
Good.
What's on your mind tonight, John? Did you hear what I had to say, or you just want to talk about something else, or you just want to say hello to everybody? It's up to you.
Well, I just tuned in, and I was hearing you, and I think, to be honest, I don't think so we should have to believe what the gays have to believe in, but, yeah.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
16.
Okay. As a younger American, how is this being pushed upon you, homosexual and lesbian activity? Is it being forced upon you in, like, your every, like, for instance, maybe you may go to the YMCA and work out, or maybe in your high school, or you being a younger American. I mean, is this being pushed upon you? And is it kind of, just to be frank, pissing you off?
Well, it kind of, like, I don't know what to say, but, like, when I see, like, some faggots walking around, I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, that's being frank, and I respect that. And you're right. And hey, John, that's how I grew up. That's how I grew up. When we were in high school, we never saw two men walking around hand in hand. And I'm not advocating going to beat anybody up or hurt anybody, because you know what? Every human being on this earth has a right, John, to do what they want. But, like you said in the beginning, why should we be forced to have that crap shoved down our throat, right? And you know what? If there's a homosexual out there who wants to call in, you can too. Tell me why I should respect your perverted belief, other than the belief that all of us have known to understand throughout our lives and grown up with. Right, John?
Yeah.
Well, John, I mean, do you want to, like, say hello to anybody, or you want to say hi, or give a shout-out to anybody? Hey, I mean, I appreciate you calling in. You're a new caller, and I appreciate it.
All right, well, I would like to give a shout-out to Matt Raphael and Savannah Turgeon.
All right. Hey, John, I appreciate you calling in tonight. I respect you calling in, because, you know, a lot of people are really afraid to call in. Why? I don't know. I don't put them on the spot, and you can have your say. And you know what, John? If you disagreed with me, that's cool. I respect that. You could debate me all day. Just bring me the facts. Don't bring me your opinion, because opinions are like, excuse my language, assholes. Everybody's got one, right? You know? But, hey, John, you're a new caller. I appreciate your support, and I'm glad you gave a shout-out to your friends. I got some other people on the line. Thank you for calling in tonight. I really respect that. And this is John from Connecticut, and he's part of the younger crowd. And that's good, because the younger crowd is our future. Thanks, John. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. See you, man.
All right. That was John from Connecticut. I got someone else who wants to chime in, and I'll go ahead and put him on. This is Florida. I'm going to try to connect him right now. Hello. Hey. How you doing tonight?
Oh, okay, Joe. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Well, look, I've done a little bit of investigating on this, some of this, what you were talking about last night and coming up to now. Well, I made a call. I used to live in Florence, Kentucky, and it's right across the bridge, and I worked at a powerhouse there down here at Rabbit Hash,
okay.
Kentucky. Now, what I have found, I called a town hall and I talked to some guy. He didn't seem to know an awful lot about anything, but I asked him about the law on sodomy. And I said, has it been repealed? I says, I know there's an awful lot of laws that has come out since Obama came into office, except has the law on sodomy been put down or what? Well, he says, I don't really know, sir, but he says, in my estimation, the law has not been stopped. It's still in force. I says, okay.
Okay,
well, going back it up to the other day, what I was talking about, this woman doesn't like two women getting married. Okay, I go along with that. But let's today on TV they were talking about the laws, and when they come to some of these laws on, well, it was Fox News, they backed away from explaining to you exactly what it is. So I've got a couple of law books at home, here at the house. it seems to be that the judge that okays this happened to, he receives Obama's blessing and everything because they got so many new laws on there, actual people don't know about it. But I want to go a little bit further with this because the judge himself happens to be in violation of the law. I spoke about a dichotomy, but the whole idea is he okays this two men to get married and do what I was talking about, sex together, and it's a violation of the law. Now, if I could actually remember what it is, but right now it's slipping my mind. But
That's all right, Joe. Take your time. You're not on the spot here. Say your say.
The judge. The judge is the individual who starts this off by saying two men can get married. Therefore, I think that he is in violation of the law too. And anybody else that does it. It's not just the two parties engaging in action or sex by themselves. They've got the blessing of the state. Now, what I want to say is when they do something at that, in my estimation, another term would be a tortfeasor.
Okay?
He okayed something that is wrong. He should be held guilty by saying, I command everybody to do this, to do what I want to do, and, to do it. Now, when I was overseas, one man met me on the street. He tickled my palm of my hand. I know what he means. I says, no thanks. Okay, no problem. Okay, what it was, over there, they would take him and they'd kill him. Not only whip him, they'd kill him. Okay, because he's, not to say he's a homosexual, he's a queer. Okay, that's the end of it.
But what you're saying is when you were overseas in the Middle East, what you're saying is that was what they would do is to let you know they're homosexual is they would come up to you and tickle the back of your hand to let you know, hey, I'm gay and I want to be with you, right?
That's exactly what they've done. Right. They try to shake hands with you, but then they take one finger and scratch the palm of your hand. Okay? It's like a silent, in silence, they're creating their message. So, getting back to the judge being a tortfeasor by ordering this woman to jail, he created a tort on her, which was wrong. Now, I don't give a damn about Obama, one way, shape, or form. I think he's gonna be killed. Okay, he's walking around with a target on his back, like Jane Fonda. And remember her with the urinal targets?
Yes.
I don't know if
yes.
you do or not. Okay,
no,
I
do.
Got one at home. But I think he's gonna. And I've heard through the grapevine that he's looking to move over to Africa. Okay, so he can still play the stock market and do all of that. But to come down to the rest of these things that are happening, he gave the order that all of this is happening. Like he is creating all these people that are having trouble overseas because, a president of the United States doesn't have to go overseas in as many trips as he did. So therefore, I think something like this ought to be talked up in no uncertain terms, just to let everybody know how they feel about it. I like what this program is doing, except that there's not enough people here. What the people should do, okay, to come into this show, okay, no matter how many we've got, when you go into, when you go into your grocery store, they all have a board, a notice board. Put up their blog radio, and that way it'll give the phone number, and it'll tell the people, look, if you're interested, call in. It can't hurt. It don't cost a penny. Just, they want this. This is the way you get messages around, okay? It's almost like an Indian with a smoke signal, okay? They're getting it through. They get their message through, we get our message through. That's what I think ought to be done. But with these judges here, they, because of what they are doing, they all, the people, I hope somebody's listening now, when it comes time for re-election or what have you, pass them by. Put on decent people. That's all I have, Joe. Thank you.
All right, Joe. That's Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Thank you for participating tonight, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Your knowledge is very appreciated. I'll go ahead and cut you off now. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. That was Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I got someone else who wants to call in, so I'll put him on right now, one of my other supporters here. And I'm glad I got a couple other new guests on tonight because that was important. You know, we need new voices, like Joe said. You know, we need to, all the supporters of this show, you know what, you go into the grocery store on the billboard, hey, put this show's website up on the billboard. You know, on the internet, we don't know what's real and what's fake. You know, we log on to YouTube, we log on to these websites, and you know what, we don't know who we're talking to. You know, are we talking to the NSA? You know, you go on YouTube, are these all robotic computer responses that are fake and not real people? These usernames that they call themselves real people, are they really real? Because like I told you, I've invited a few other people on this show tonight to say, hey, come on. Give me your opinion about this woman who's been arrested in Kentucky, because this is a very big issue. All the major fake media outlets are talking about it now. We were talking about it last week, the alternative media. We were talking about it way before then, but now everyone's talking about it because this is a big ordeal. Because this woman is standing up for something. You know, we know this country was founded on biblical belief, the Bible. The Constitution was founded on the Bible. It was written and modeled after the Bible. You have to remember, these people who wrote the Constitution, they sacrificed everything they owned and loved and had so that you today can enjoy the freedom you have. Imagine that. You today, giving up your house, your car, your mortgage, your job, everything you own, your iPhone, your computer, your laptop, your whatever the hell you got and own. Imagine just throwing it out the door and picking up a rifle and walking out into the field and fighting to the death because you believed in freedom, because you said, I'm not going to take it anymore. All these were the founding fathers. These were the soldiers of the Revolutionary War. These were the people that we celebrate on the 4th of July, folks. It's not about the bottle rocket you light, and it's not about the M80 you light that goes bang. It's supposed to be about the people who bled to death for your freedom, so that you're able to wake up in the morning, get in your car, and go shopping if you want to. So you're able to wake up in the morning and go to school if you want to. So you're able to wake up in the morning and turn your computer on and plug on to Facebook if you want to, or Twitter, or what have you. These are the men who died for you, because you now have freedom that is disappearing every single gay marriage, destroying your freedom. I don't know. But I'm letting you know right now, there's a woman sitting in jail in Kentucky right now, and I know what a jail cell looks like, and some of you know I know what it looks like. It is not a very nice place to be. She's receiving dog food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She gets a call home one time a day. Her lawyers are probably screwing her over every which way known to mankind, because they're in with the courthouses themselves, laughing. They're probably getting paid tens of thousands of dollars by the public, raking it in, laughing. They already know the outcome of this case. All right? Meanwhile, she sits in a 10-by-6 cell concrete with a steel toilet in a jumpsuit with no pillow and a disgusting mattress, one sheet and one little blanket to cover up at night. Okay? This woman is going through to stand up for your independence, to believe what you believe in, whether or not you agree with her or not. She believes in the Holy Bible. She believes in God. And that's what this country, back to what I was beginning to say, that's what this country was founded on. You are endowed by your Creator with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what the U.S. Constitution says, and that's what so many men bled the soil so you can have today. But yet today, you know, hey, I'm busy. I got to go to work right now. Hey, I got a text message from my friend. I don't want to listen to you. You know, what's more important? You know, what you have is more important. Like I said, imagine sacrificing everything you have, including your own family, to go out with nothing. They didn't have cell phones back then. They didn't have cars. They didn't have trucks. They didn't have airplanes. They walked or they rode on a horse, okay, through the cold, through the heat, through the fall, through the spring, with a rifle on their back to fight against the evil tyranny that was called England back then, the king who told them they had to do what they were told or be hung as traitors. And that's what this woman is. She's going to be told what to do or she's going to sit in a jail cell. So it's up to you, folks. Where do you stand on this issue? Go ahead, you're on the air. 336-349, North Carolina. How you doing?
I'm okay. This is Bridget from Breedsville, North Carolina.
All right, how you doing?
I just want to make a quick comment on something you were talking about in your introduction about people being confused and wanting to change their genders and everything.
Okay.
I think the reason we're seeing more of that is because they're pushing it everywhere. I mean, I don't usually watch this type of program, but I watch the VMAs just to see the MTV Video Music Awards, for people who might not know what it is, to see what they were pushing for the younger generation, because that's where they put all the agenda and everything they want to promote. They put it on shows like that. So I watched it, not all of it, just to see what they were talking about. And they were talking about homosexuality. They brought drag queens out. They brought transgenders out. They were talking about fluid sexuality and gender, where, you know, where there was no difference between a man and a woman. It all ran together. They call it fluid gender something. I can't remember it, but or pansexual is another name that they were calling it. But that's the type of stuff that they were promoting. And then, you know, I watched a documentary not too long ago, and there were parents talking about how they were letting their 11 and 12-year-old children change their gender. And this type of stuff is why, you know, why you're seeing so much of that today. And the bottom line is, though, you know, you are what you are, like you said. I mean, even if you change the outside, the inside, a man's not going to have a uterus. So, he's, you know, let's say you got a man that wants to be a woman. Well, they're never going to be a woman because they're never going to have a uterus. I mean, you can change you can change the outside somewhat, but it's not gonna match on the inside.
Well, you're right, and you are what you are. Like you said, you're a woman. You're a man, you're a man. That's just the way it is. I mean, if anyone disagrees with me, like I said, I put it on the internet tonight. You know, if you disagree with me and you think that a man is born different than being a man, then call in and tell me how you feel. Tell me why you think we're wrong tonight. Or, you know, call me and tell me why you think being gay or being a lesbian feels right. And that's the right way to be. And we should all accept it. And you know what? If two men want to get married, we should accept that. And if two women want to get married, we should accept that. And guess what happens after that? Hey, they want to adopt children? Hey, why not? They're a married couple, you know. So what's that? So that child now doesn't have a say anymore, because I can imagine if I was, you know, listen, I'm a man. I like women. And if I was brought up in a man house, I'd be pretty damn pissed off. You know, I mean, it's just a freaking confusing bunch of bullshit, if you don't mind me saying, folks. It's all nonsense. You know what? You get married, it's between a man and a woman. Woman and a man, period, end of story. That's the way history proves it. That's the way it's always been. And for America to turn against the laws of nature and to say, well, they got feelings too, well, you know, hey, we're all winners, like I said in the beginning. We all number one. We're all one. Let's all just get together. You really want to destroy the moral foundations of this country? Shame on you. Because you don't offer any scientific proof, no type of moral proof, and no type of historical proof that a man and a man are right and a woman and a woman. Just for God's sake, can a man and a man produce human life? No. Can a woman and a woman produce human life? No. Common sense, for God's sake. Wake up, people. Bottom line. I mean, what do you think, Bridget?
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you can, like I said, you can snip, cut. I mean, it's a shame that our technology, you know, allows, you know, that type of surgery. And it's a shame that there are parents out there allowing 11, 12-year-old kids to say, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I want to be a girl. And, you know, they're okay with it. And they're sitting there saying that, you know, the doctors told them that the kids would commit suicide if they didn't let them transition. And it's just a shame that, you know, that people don't get it, you know. I mean, the natural order of things is pretty clear, but if you don't want to see it, you're not going to see it. You're only going to see what you want to see. If you want to ignore the basic, you know, way that things are supposed to be, I guess you can do that, but it's not going to change the fact that, you know, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And I believe that I'm proud to be a woman, and that's what I was designed to be, so I'm proud to be one.
You know what? We shouldn't even be questioning that today in society.
No.
But we have to. We have to, because society is so immoral and it is eroding so bad. And we, the people, and those of you who disagree with me, I know you hate me and you disagree with me and you think I'm wrong. But those of you who do agree with me and you stand with God and you stand for what is righteous and what is right and the way you were brought up, shame on you too. Because you are allowing this to happen. We need to stand up and speak out against this baloney. Because if that's what it is, it really is. It's baloney.
Yep. I mean, we need to watch who our kids look up to, because like I said, I don't watch the VMAs, but that's what these celebrities and music artists that the kids love to listen to, that's what they're promoting. That's what's going on. That's what they're shoving in your face. And it's all planned. There's a reason behind it. So, you know, you got to be careful about who exactly your kids are looking up to, because that's how they get, you know, they get that confusion in their minds.
Well, you know what, hey, Rich, you know what? You know what the thing of it is I asked a lot of people to come on tonight that supported the homosexual community. And you know what? They really badmouthed me on the internet. You're a retard. You're a scumbag. You're a bigot. You're a hater. You're a racist. Blah, 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 blah. And I asked them to call into this show. And you know the only thing they had to say? Will my name be heard? Will my username be heard? Will people know who I am? What are you? Well, we already know, right? What are you, a faggot? Stand up for what's right. You know why? Are you a man? Are you stand up for what you believe in right now? Simple as that. Do you want to stand up for what? Prove me wrong. If you're a homosexual out there and you're listening tonight, if you're a lesbian and you're listening, hey, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to call you names. Call in and speak your mind. Tell me why I am wrong. Tell me why the Holy Bible is wrong. Tell me. Tell me why you should be allowed to marry each other and we, the taxpayer, should support you. Tell me. Tell me. That's all that I'm asking. And listen, listeners, I'm going to tell you right now, I've conversed with several different people on the internet through email, back and forth, back and forth. They will not call in. They told me that. They're afraid to. Why? I don't know. If you really believe in something and you really want to stand for something and you want to see some sort of change in this country, stop doing it politically and corruptively. Stand up for what is right, what is righteous. This show right here will not discriminate against anyone. I don't care who you are. You want to have five boyfriends. I don't really give a damn. Call in and tell me why you believe the way you do, and I will respect that. But if you can't, you know what? I don't respect you because you know what? You're a coward, and that makes me wonder, what is your real agenda? What are you really hiding behind? I don't believe you're for real because you know what? I'm on the line right now. I'm paying for this dollar. I'm paying for this bandwidth right here, right now, out of my own pocket to talk. It ain't costing you a damn thing. And I'm speaking my mind, and I'm saying what's on my heart and what I believe in, and I'm going to promote it. And this show is growing. We saw that tonight, for example, the people who have called in tonight, the supporters and a couple new people, because you know what? We, and like Joe in Florida said, we got to get more people on here. We got, hey, listen, we can create something good here. And those of you who are against what we believe in, God, family, guns, and guts, hey, you can call in too. I will not deny you the right to speak your mind. You want to know why? Because everyone is created equal. I do believe that. We are not one, though. We are all different. We're different people. We have individual thoughts, individual rights, and we have individual ways of living. Fact. Common sense will tell you that, okay? Common sense. So all that I ask is that we all are willing to chip in and try to do the right thing and say the right thing and contribute. That's all I want. I want everyone to participate. That's all that I ask for. Whether or not you agree with me or you don't. If you do agree with me, I understand. If you don't, then I understand also. And I'm willing to give you that voice. I'm willing to give you that chance. I'm willing to give you that chance to have your voice heard. Bridger, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to share tonight? I know I was kind of sounding off a little bit loud there and kind of carried on a little bit for a long time, but you want anything else to share by any chance, or do you have anything else on your mind, or you want to... I mean, I'm sorry.
No, I think that's just about it. I mean, there was you know, I just wanted to sound off on that because, you know, I just think that, you know, I think that the agenda that's being pushed is, you know, that's causing the confusion, you know, where people are confused, but, you know, God can clear up that confusion, you know, and then you won't be confused anymore, but, you know.
I understand, Bridget, and you know what? What I'm trying to say is that, you know what, everyone, and you see how I just gave Bridget a chance to say everything she wanted to say, and that goes for anybody. You want to talk about something, then you can call in here and have your say. And the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll connect you. And I got someone else who wants to contribute, so I'll put them on right now. I believe this is Meriden, Connecticut. I'm connecting you right now as we speak. Hello.
Of course it's Meriden. How are you? Now they have a little voice on here that comes on. It says unmuted. Unmuted when you do that, so we know.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I got some good news and then some rather disturbing news, I guess. First of all, your clerk in Kentucky is out. She's no longer in jail. They were planning a big protest out in front, so the judge decided to let her go, I guess. So she's out. And on a better note on that subject, they've also ruled that the deputies that are performing these licenses now are not valid. So what a mess this is going to make. And now regarding Joe's in Florida's comments tonight and yesterday or whenever it was about sodomy, reading these federal laws is quite difficult. And I've posted the statutes and the chapters and everything into the chat so you can copy them. But after 18, I'm going to do this in a nutshell. After 1873 is when all this started, and they've in 1948. I'll run through it for just a minute. But in 1948, the federal government threw their hands up in the air and they said, "Well, whatever the states want, we're going to go along with." But in 1962, a number of states have had court decisions that consensual sex, you know, sexual relations in closed or locked toilet stalls are constitutionally protected. They've also included bushes and behind a set of curtains, and this includes same sex as well. And in 1974, several states have had their sodomy law ruled unconstitutional by state courts, so federal courts are required to follow those decisions under that simulative crimes act that I told you about in 1948. Now, like I said, I'm trying to read this law, and it's all confusing as heck. So the statutes and everything are posted in the chat if you want to look them up.
Well, that's good, and you're right. Understanding these twisted damn laws. But hey, anyway, not to get into that real quick, I'm going to cut my own self off. You're telling me that the woman in Kentucky, she's free now? She's with her family?
That's what I've heard, yes. And she's free because a big protest was being planned, so I guess they let her out. And any licenses that the deputies create are not valid.
Huh. Well, that's great news, to be honest with you. Thank you, good Lord, for that. Because I'll tell you what, from what I heard this morning when I was checking the news wires, is that she was going to be stuck in there unless she resigned or she recanted everything she believed in, or the legislators got back together and said, hey, we want this woman out, blah, 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 because the judge has the first authority. But you know what? Thank the good Lord, and you know what? Same on you, Judge. You piece of crap. That's what you are. To arrest a woman and take her away from her family because of something she believed in, you should be ashamed of yourself. You are scum. And like I said, I put this challenge out there and I put it on the internet. Any gay couple, any lesbian couple who wants to call into this show, and you did email me, you did, and you criticized me, you called me names, you challenged me, and I said, hey, call into this show and have your say. And you know what? You have failed to do so. And you are on record right now for being a felonious bullshitter. And all of you. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
I guess that's saying it the way it is. Well, something else I wanted to add to this
You're right about that. You're right about that judge there and everything. And regarding these laws going back to 1873, it's our elected officials who are doing this. These are the ones that are causing the problems. As I mentioned, 1962 and 1974, there's other ones in there and the statues and everything. So these are the people that are causing these problems. But as you can see, they started off in 1873 with this nonsense. It took them since then till a while ago to make it legal. So everything they're doing, like I said, takes time. But they have an agenda, but we don't know what it is.
That's right. And you know what? If anyone else wants to sound off or talk about this subject or, you know, give an opinion about people, you know, this woman being arrested because she believed in the Bible, and you know what? That goes for any religion out there. Just think, you could be arrested because of what you believe. That's what this set of precedent at. You need to call in and 657-383-0616, and you press 1, and you know what? You could have your say tonight live on this show. We got a few new callers in tonight, and I wish we get a few new callers in that would have their opinion. Hey, look, even if you don't want to talk about this particular subject, and you know what? This subject does touch a lot of people, because if you could be arrested because of what you believe in, what the hell is next? Huh, you know? That opens the door for a lot of scary bullshit. I mean, really, excuse my language, and I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but that's just the way it is. If you are arrested because you believe in something, then we're in trouble. And I'm glad this woman's been released. Thanks, Joe, in Meriden, Connecticut. I really appreciate that update, because last I heard, she was going to be held indefinitely. So, like I said, any of you want to chime in, just press 1. I'll put you through. Even if you just want to say hello and say, hey, I support the show, or if you disagree with me, you're more than welcome to.
I've got something to ask, and if anybody chimes in, I'll just shut up.
Okay.
It's about the church, actually, and about the Bible and everything. And like I said, I know nothing about either. So I have a question to ask, and maybe you can explain it to me.
Okay.
You're a homosexual, you're a lesbian. You go into your church, you sit down with your priest, and all of a sudden everything's better. You go out and you steal something, and you go into your church, and everything's better. It seems like you can do whatever you want. And if you want to be, you know, abstained or whatever from whatever you did, you just go in and talk to your priest, and now everything's all better. All you need to do is go say 12 Hail Marys and jump around the block a couple times, and everything's better. Explain this to me.
Well, first of all, you're talking about the Catholic religion there, about saying Hail Marys and everything. And you have to understand, there are different denominations of religion. You have to remember, man has perverted everything he has ever owned or has known about, just like the United States Constitution, what we're talking about today, a woman being arrested because, hey, you know, the First Amendment says she has a right between church and state to believe in her own personal religion, and the government should not, create any type of law that conflicts with that, you know. But let's talk about what you're talking about, the Catholic Church. You'd say 12 Hail Marys or 3 Our Fathers, and you're forgiven. Well, the Catholic Church is a whole other theology subject, but I'll just touch base on that. If you know your Bible, you will understand that the end of days, the end church, the beast, the Antichrist will rise on the 7 hills. There's only 2 places in the entire world that is on 7 hills. That's Rio de Janeiro, which there's nothing there but a mountain and a picture of Jesus. And there's the Vatican City that's built on 7 hills. Okay? So there's only 2 places. All right? 7 hills. You need to understand that, because that's in the book of Revelation. And the Vatican Church and the Roman Catholic Church is the most evil, and they've murdered more Christians and people around this planet than Hitler, Stalin, the North Vietnamese, the South Vietnamese, and anyone else around this planet combined together in all the history of this earth. the Roman Catholic Church. And there's one person out there, and those of you who are listening, you can look it up on the internet if you want. You look up Dr. Ruckman, and I read a lot of his books, and that's why I know a lot about what I know. He actually went in the 1960s and handed out King James Bibles in Vatican City, okay? And he was attacked by the Vatican Knights and arrested and held, and he was stabbed, okay? And the Vatican City, just think, why is the Vatican City giving testimony before the United States Congress next month? Why? Why is the Pope from a city, a tiny little city of, I think it's 2.8 square miles, so powerful on this earth? Why?
Because he's a politician now.
Well, you're right, but you know, I mean, that's a big subject and a big question you asked. I just tried to outline it. Let's put it this way. There's a lot of good Catholic people out there. Don't get me wrong. Catholics, there's a lot of really good people. But being a good person and doing the right thing doesn't mean you get a ticket to heaven. All right?
So you need to
know the truth.
So you can answer this with a yes or a no. So if I believe in a creator or I believe in God, and I've committed a sin, and I go into my Catholic priest, and he forgives me by me saying my penance or whatever it is, am I really forgiven?
No, you're not.
So no. Then it's a farce.
That's right. You need to believe. I'm going to tell you right now. And those of you who disagree, if you have a different religion out there, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to disrespect you, but I'm going to tell you, and we could debate this privately or on the air anytime you want, okay? The only way to understand your God and the being that men call God is to understand and accept the Son of God, which was the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, who appeared and created himself as man and walked this earth, called Jesus Christ. You need to accept him and believe that he walked this earth and died for you and everyone else around the world and shed his blood for you, okay? And you need to believe in your heart that he was actually God. And see, a lot of people get caught up in that. They don't understand that. They don't believe, how could he be God? You don't believe that God can manifest himself to walk this earth and take a part of himself and create himself as the Son and walk? I mean, what, when I have a child and he is born as my little boy or little girl, what are they? They're a part of me, right? They're a part of me. They're a part of my life. They're a part of my deity. They're a part of my body. They're my son. They're a part of me. Well, that's what God did. He created himself on earth as a man to suffer as men do. Because, see, God created man, but and I'm not trying to criticize God, but I think in my opinion, through reading the Bible, that God didn't understand how man suffered on the earth. I don't think God understand what he created, even though God knows all. But I think God created his son because, like the Bible says, to suffer for all of us, even if we're wrong or we're right, to suffer. And just imagine you giving your son up to the world, saying, you know, just pretend you walked in. Let me just get off here real quick. Well, what if I went into a city and everyone was in trouble and they were hurting, they were dying, they were bleeding, they were suffering, and they came to me and said, the only way we can all heal ourselves and be normal again and be happy as if you gave up your only son. Now, I created these people. I forgot to tell you that. I don't mean to throw that on you, but I created these people. I made this city. I built it. All these people are a part of me. But yet, they're screwed up. They're doing the wrong thing. They're messed up in the head. They're doing the wrong thing. And the only way I could save them is giving my only son up, the love of my life, a part of me, to save those people in that city. Well, that's what God did. He gave his only son because he loved you, me, and everyone else so much that he said, I'll give you my son. Kill him. And that's what they did. Look what they did to Jesus Christ. They whipped him, beat him, tortured him, stabbed him, whipped him, to ripped his freaking skin to pieces, hung him up on a cross, and let him bleed to death and die. I mean, surely this must have been the Son of God. That's what a lot of Roman soldiers said. You know? So,
well, that was a good explanation.
Well, I'm glad you saw that, and I hope a lot of other people saw that too. But we need to really close it out here, because I'm at the end of the episode here, even though maybe on your clock it's saying something else. So I appreciate the people that called in tonight. Thank you very much. And I wish more people will call in tomorrow night and contribute like tonight, because that's great. It really is. So thank you for the listeners tonight. And hey, listen, if I didn't cover something that you thought I should have covered, call in tomorrow night. We'll be here, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless everyone. I know a lot of people don't like this music, but I kind of like this closing song with, I think it's from Tupac Shakur. And it really demonstrates... He talks about the world that he lived in before he was murdered. So anyway, good night, everybody. God bless.
We'll see you. Good night.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.